Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here. Welcome, everybody, to this month's Reiki Share and this week's podcast. It's really interesting because I had a plan to talk about the equinox and to do an equinox meditation, and we still will. But just before we went live, a whole lot more information downloaded, so I will bring that in as well. Before we begin, I wanted to let you all know that we're still glowing from a recent course that we did on manifesting prosperity for 22 beautiful souls, my daughter Kathleen and I, and just getting wonderful feedback from it. Next Monday evening, if you'd like to join us, it's just one evening on goals, accomplishing goals. My daughter said, Mom, you're so good at setting yourself a goal and accomplishing it, like writing a book and creating a podcast, becoming a licensed teacher and stuff like that. She said, I think people could really benefit if you explain to them your process. And it was so interesting. I'd never thought about my process before. It's something that evolved over years, starting with Stephen Covey and different organizing systems and different things that I learned. And I put together my own system or my own way of doing things. And one of the things that's really shown up or that really became clear is that it's not all about having one goal and pursuing it relentlessly. It's really important to be balanced in your goals so that you're taking care of all different aspects of your life. So if that's something that you could use or you would like to join us for, please join us on Monday evening for that. There's still lots of room in the class. And then the following, a couple of weeks later, in October, I believe in early October or the end of September, we have a 3-week intensive business course for people who would like to start their businesses. And just, again, these courses are taking the chapters and the ideas from the Reiki business book, and they're just taking it a little bit further, a little step further into the practical realm and helping people to make it a reality. Feel free to join us. There's still room in the Animal Reiki classes in Campobello. Next weekend, they start. And then we have a masterclass through the week. And we are going to try to get out whale watching Sunday evening, weather permitting. In September, the weather isn't always as cooperative as in the summer months. And so the whale watching people were very clear, we're going to do our best, but if the weather is not great, we won't go out. But that said, we truly have the whale energy on the island through to about the end of October. And you see them all over the place. Even they come right up so that we see them out the living room window during class sometimes. And so please join us either online or in person. And then in October, there's a full lineup of Reiki Level 1 and 2 Master, Animal 1 and 2. My next Animal Master class won't be until January. And then there's a lovely Karuna Reiki class coming up at the end of September. It's an Asian-friendly time zone. I will be co-teaching it with my student Ting, and it will be taught in both Mandarin and in English. So would love to have you. Everything will be translated. So whether you speak Mandarin or English, you will get a very beautiful and complete class. So would love to have you join us for any of those. So guys, before we go too much further, I'm just going to invite everybody to bring your hands together in Gassho. And I'm just feeling a sort of a collective sigh happening. As we all do that tonight, because it's been busy. And there's been a lot going on. And so as you activate your Reiki energy, just feel it flowing from the highest heavens, from the divine earth to in front of your hands, through your hands and into your heart. We're going to start our time together today with the Reiki ideals. Just for today, I will not worry. Worrying is giving attention and attracting what I don't want. So just releasing the habit, the burden, the thoughts, the things that you're worried about, just letting that go today. Just for today, I will not be angry. Anger is where brace comes from, that we brace against something. And we're going to be talking about brace and change tonight in our share. Just for today, I will be devoted to my work. What is your work? Today, I took some time to visit my youngest daughter, something I don't do often enough. That was my work today. It's not always meaning your career. Just for today, I will be devoted to my work. What is your work today? Maybe it's being kind to another driver, somebody riding the subway, somebody in line with you waiting for something. What is your work today? Really ask, what is my soul's work today? What does my soul want and need? And what is my soul's purpose today? Just think about that for a moment. Being devoted to my work doesn't always mean devoted to your chosen career. It can be so many other things. Just for today, I will be filled with gratitude. Sometimes I think of our ancestors and I think of how difficult life was for them and relatively how much easier it is thanks to technology and modern conveniences and so on. We're living the life that they wished for us. Our ancestors that had to spend so much of their energy growing food, for instance, preserving it, putting it aside, chopping firewood, all of the things, hunting, gathering, all of it. They wished an easier life for us. And we are living their dreams, what they wanted for us. And that means that there are so many things to be grateful for. And lastly, but not least, just for today, I will be kind. It's so easy to be kind to an animal, to a friend, to a loved one. But can we be kind to someone that we disagree with? Or we don't care for so much. This is a question that's been rolling through my mind lately. Just for today, I will be kind. It doesn't exclude anyone or anything. Just for today, I will be kind. I'd like to take a moment to thank you for being here with us today, with me and in the energy, and I'm just feeling this collective surge of gratitude directed at you for the light that you are and that you spread in the world today. This is directed at you, toward you, from the divine animal kingdom, the brothers and sisters of the light, the ascended masters, the angels, the enlightened ones. So often we look at them in awe, and we're sometimes so stunned by their brilliance that we miss our own brilliance and the fact that they look at us in awe and appreciation. So there's a huge wave of appreciation for you, for how you are, for how you've shown up, and for the light worker that you are in the world today. Thank you. Bless you. Ahomatakweoasan. And namaste. So everyone, during this Reiki share, this month's Reiki share, and this podcast, this week's podcast, I want to step into the energy of the equinox a little bit early. Now, the equinox is so interesting because it's the pause. As we head into the equinox, it's been a very dreary, rainy fall in Atlantic Canada and Eastern North where I live. And in fact, to me, my mind shifts to fall as soon as Labor Day ends and the children go back to school. And I'm not sure if it's the same for our southern neighbors, if you've already shifted to spring ahead of September 21st, but certainly here in the Northern Hemisphere, I shift along with Labor Day. And this year, I always have a lot of nostalgia as Labor Day approaches. I used to go to a very important horse show with my family, the Fredericton Exhibition, and we would show horses all summer. And we did it as something we did as a family. It was so much fun. My cousins were there, my dad, my mom, they would camp, my cousins would come. It's something that we all pitched in and did. And it was so much fun. And we would show all summer. And the big show at the end of the year began on Labor Day weekend and went all week. And I was so lucky. I got very good marks in school. And so as a result, and so did my sister. So as a result, my mother would let us stay at the exhibition as we got a little bit older. We didn't have to go back to school and come back for the last weekend. We could miss the first week of school and stay for that beautiful horse show. But I always remember the sadness that I felt. I would cry on the way home when the horse show was done. We would anticipate it all summer. Oh, the Fredericton Exhibition is done. The other horse shows were great, but they were smaller. At the Fredericton Exhibition, it was a big provincial horse show. So all of our friends from all over were there. And look, there were so many kids our age that were showing horses. We would show against each other. We would, something about the draft horses, we were competitive, but we still rooted for each other. And it was just beautiful camaraderie. It was usually beautiful weather. There were rides. There was cotton candy. So we would just look forward to that all summer. And then it was over. And that really reminded me, or I guess what that really showed me was just the impermanence and how you could really anticipate, look forward to, and enjoy it. We enjoyed it completely and fully. But when it ended, it was so sad. Later on, I always had that sadness that time of year that summer was over. And I don't know if anybody else feels that way, but it really was brought home to me this year that I was feeling that sadness. And later on, I worked with the 4-H program, and I would put on these wonderful conferences and programs, and some of them were weekends, some of them were longer, but you would get together with this group of people and you would form these fantastic bonds, and you would have worked so hard to create it, and everybody had amazing time, and then it was over. The one thing that really highlighted is that Change is inevitable and it's constant. And there's the expression that you will never step into the same stream or the same river twice because it's just constantly moving. And that's the case of our life. And yet, I don't know about you, but I have a habit of really resisting change. I've got a really bad cold sore. I've got bright lipstick tonight because I've got quite an interesting cold sore on my lip. And I know that this cold sore is here because I've been resisting change. And for me, stepping into this fall, in addition to my two daughters going back to university, my youngest is doing her degree in her undergraduate degree in business, and my oldest daughter is doing her master's in business, just started her master's in business after taking a few years off from her science degree. And I don't know, like I was feeling really melancholy, but I'm also very aware that 3 years ago, I decided to follow the Reiki guidance, which was telling me that it was time for me to step up and run politically for the Green Party in the next provincial election. And 3 years ago, I said yes. And that's fine because it was still a long ways away. It's the election is not supposed to be until next October. We're not sure if it's going to wait that long, but now everything is more imminent. Saturday, I'm going to campaign school, and Sunday, we're holding an event here at the house so the constituents can meet me. October 10th, there's a very good chance that I'll be announced as the candidate. And I've said all along, if another candidate steps forward, who would do well, I'm happy to step back. But so far, that hasn't happened. I'm not super attached to the outcome, but I am doing what Reiki asks me to do. And yet, Reiki always asks me to do things that frighten me or that create resistance. And I really believe it's to strengthen my soul muscles, to strengthen my soul. It started right from the beginning. I remember when I needed to put a website and put myself out there as a Reiki practitioner, I was terrified to do that. And I really resisted it. But over time, by applying Reiki, I overcame the resistance, and I really did want to help people. I did apply copious amounts of Reiki and overcame the resistance. And it's just been constant ever since. Stepping into the licensed teacher program, creating a podcast when technology was terrifying for me, writing a book, like it's been, and last year at the Reiki retreat, Reiki said, "So you're going to sing." And I said, "Clearly, you haven't been around when I've sung before, because everybody always told me to be quieter in the choir. Sing softer, Pam, so that I wouldn't throw everybody off key." And so Reiki constantly takes me into places that are uncomfortable, and then they become comfortable. I'm so happy I wrote that book. So thrilled to have this podcast so I can reach all of you each week. But at first they were really hard and I really resisted it. And it was something new and something I had to learn. So the Reiki energy was really clear in the messages I received earlier that it was going to be important for us to look at, is there a change that you're feeling resistance to? Is there something that's shifting or changing in your life that feels uncomfortable or that you resist? And I'm going to explain something that the horses have taught me. They've taught me so much, but this is just one of the important things that they taught me. When you are working with a 1,200-pound horse and you weigh less than 200 pounds, and you would like the horse to do something that it doesn't want to do, you cannot muscle that horse into it. It's not like a smaller animal that you can just say, "Oh, you're going to go there anyway." You can't. And I follow a gentleman, Mark Rashid, who brings the energetic principles of Aikido into his horsemanship. Actually, he's one of my favorite clinicians. I have read everything that he has. I've attended his clinics several times. I really enjoy him. And he made us aware that this resistance that we have in our body, and in fact, there's, I believe, a Hindu word for it, samskara. This resistance is, he called it brace. And he said, when you've got brace in your body, you give the horse something to brace against or something to fight against. But if you can learn to let go of your resistance, your horse then has nothing to fight against or to push against, and they will follow you anywhere. And he actually demonstrates this. I wish I had somebody in here so that for those of you watching on video, I could show you what that looks like. I did show a demonstration. A few of you were with me in Sedona, and I did show a demonstration of what that looks like. And he would actually push on a person and say, now brace against me and I'll brace against you. And you see this ugly fight. And then he says, now do whatever you want. Brace against me if you want. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to brace against you. And he just showed how he physically dropped the brace out of his body. And then with just gentle motions of his hand, the person couldn't resist where he wanted them to go. And he encouraged us to do this with our own horses. Where are you bracing? Where, if you get bucked off, there was a brace somewhere. And so where is the brace? And that has been some of the best training. It started with the horses. I learned how to drop the brace out. And I wasn't always perfect at it. And so sometimes the horse would show me, you've still got some brace here. And I'd be like, yeah, we didn't get along. And I'd say, you're right. And I would drop the brace out. Then as I watched this work almost like magic with my horses, as I stopped bracing against things and expecting a fight and trying to fight and trying to resist, and just was like, okay, I'd like you to go here, but if you don't want to go there, we'll go where you want to go. And then they go where I wanted them to go. And I watched it work like magic. And I thought, what other areas of my life am I bracing? And I realized that there were several relationships that I was bracing within that I could let go of. I was bracing against technology. You can brace against inanimate things. In fact, I discovered a lot of areas of my life that I was resisting or bracing. Now, I've really gotten much better. The relationships, when I would recognize that I was bracing in a relationship and consciously stop bracing, there was nothing to not get along with anymore. And so my relationships improved to the point that it is very unusual for me to have a difficult relationship now. I seem to really love and enjoy anybody that I come into contact with. And even if they don't care for me, if there's no brace in me, there's very little opportunity for conflict. And so many areas of my life improved, and yet it is still a habit for me to initially brace when Reiki takes me into an uncomfortable place. As the politics was getting closer, I found myself bracing quite a bit, and I know that's why this cold sore is here. I've been thinking, like, gosh, I'm already quite busy. How does that work? How does that? And I've talked to you guys before about the fact that a long time ago, I decided to surrender to Reiki and say, look, you seem to have some really good ideas. Why don't you take charge and I'll just decide whether I'll follow or not? And of course, we always have free will. So even if we are following the guidance of Reiki, I could have said no to politics. But as I thought it over, I decided, no, I'll say yes. And then as it was getting closer, I was like, what was I thinking? And I'm very aware of politics. I worked for 12 years for the provincial government. I have politicians all throughout both sides of my family, not the Green Party that I'm guided to run for, but other parties. And it's not always pretty. And I was reminded today of a good friend who's passed, Pam McMahon. And she, with her beautiful Southern Carolina accent, we were talking about how sometimes as light workers, we want to stay in the light. And we want to plug our ears and say, there is only light, there's only light, there is no dark. And yes, in some ways, that's true. Everyone at the core of their being, even the most hardened criminal, is beautiful and only light. And the darkness that they embody or that they shroud themselves in order to do, in order to help create this world of duality that we all came to learn in, that does still exist. And so it's that darkness that as a light worker, we're supposed to help lift for people and animals and the planet itself. And I remember her saying that that frustrated her when people only wanted to stay and be in the light. And she said, you're a light worker, darling. You got to get in the dark in order to do your work. And I'm thinking that what better place, what needs this energy more than politics? It really does need this energy. And so I know I'll go forward with it. I'm really grateful that at the Sedona retreat, and even before the Sedona retreat with William Rand's special presentation on life purpose, things started to fall into place. And most recently, at this past weekend, I got to attend a wonderful conference with Anita Morjani, who wrote Dying to Be Me and Sensitive is the New Strong and What If This Is Heaven, Rebecca Campbell, who's written Rise, Sister, Rise and The Starseed Oracle and You Are a Starseed, and she has beautiful card decks, and John Holland, who's a psychic medium, and also Shelley Carr, who is a past life regressionist and has written several books. So I got to spend the weekend learning from these four giants at the Omega Institute, and I just at a soul survival workshop, and I'm going to send a note to Omega and just say, you shouldn't call it soul survival. You need to call it soul thriving, because you're taking us so far beyond survival. And what happened is that really the last of it just fell into place. And from that, I was able to let go of the last of the resistance. Now, one of the important things about change is that there's always a pause. There's always a pause before the change. And that pause gives us an opportunity to make a decision. It gives us an opportunity to let energy settle, a number of things. And this is really reflected at this time of the year. And the equinox is just, we've been going in one direction for half of a year. And the equinox is that pause before we turn back in the other direction, the whole planet. And so as we step into the equinox this year, this pause, that gives us an opportunity to allow the things to process for us. So what is processing for you? What changes are on your horizon? And do you feel any resistance to it? Because it's normal. Yeah, we're Reiki masters, but of course we're going to feel a little overwhelmed. We're going to feel out of our element, out of our comfort zone. By the way, as I step into politics, I'm still going to be doing this. I'm still going to be doing Reiki. I've been very clear with the politicians that Reiki is not going anywhere, and very clear with my Reiki friends that although politics is coming in, that I'll still be doing this. What changes? Because, and the reason I ask that is that I'm really noticing that so many of us are being asked to step forward lately. So many. And it's really more and more difficult to maintain the status quo. We're really being asked to be brave and step into those things that might be uncomfortable for us. So this is just bringing awareness to the fact that astronomically and energetically, this is a very powerful, potent time. This is when the day and night is moving into that space of equal length, regardless of our hemisphere. And we're going into a significant shift of season, regardless of our hemisphere. Now, this year, September of 2023, I think it's neat that the equinox is actually September 23rd. So September 23rd, 2023. This equinox itself, we've talked about this before, it means equal night. This is the time that the sun will cross the celestial equator, resulting in equal day and night across the globe, no matter where we are. This is the time when we're all in the exact same space, even though in the northern hemisphere, we're going into fall. In the southern hemisphere, you're going into spring. During that pause, we're exactly in the same place. We're both in the pause before the shift. So there's an element of commonality and of unification there. In the northern hemisphere, it is, of course, our autumn equinox. The arrival of autumn and the approach of winter, the days getting shorter, the nights getting longer. In the southern, it's the vernal or spring equinox, where the sun is crossing the equator, moving north instead of south, and the beginning of spring, new growth, longer days. Here in the northern hemisphere, it's about energetic release. It's associated with harvest, literally and metaphorically, reaping what we've sown. It's a time to bring in all that we nurtured throughout the year. And on a personal level, it's a time to reflect on what we've accomplished and our achievements. And also, along with that, along with sort of that review of, wow, what has happened since the last equinox for in the Northern Hemisphere, the spring equinox, and just taking note of and appreciating your accomplishments and your achievements, it's also a time to let go of anything that no longer serves us. This is a time of balance, and I think that's what we're being asked to move into right now. It's balance between light and dark, activity and rest, joy and sorrow. And for us in the Northern Hemisphere, it's more of a time of preparation as we get ready to move into winter. Now, our Southern friends are in that opposite stage, which is so beautiful. It's a time of spring, rebirth, new beginnings. As we're moving into an introspective energy, at the same time, in our Southern friends are moving into a more extroverted energy and an expansive time of growth and forward movement. So there's an energetic push for our friends in the South to start new projects, to set intentions, to bring them to fruition. The dormant period's over and life is bursting forward in abundance. It's been busy, so I'm a little bit excited. Fall is my absolute favorite time of year. I love when you start to smell the wood smoke on our crisp autumn walks here. I love when the leaves change their color. I love the smell of the earth. I love harvesting my garden. There's so many things that I love about the fall. It's absolutely without a question, even though I'm a little sad for summer to be over. I love it. And my second favorite season is spring. I guess I love the seasons of change. So it is interesting that I resist change in my own personal life. So as we're moving into that pause, that still place where we're in the exact same place, I'd like you to think for a moment about balance. Whether it's the balance of night and day, or of introspection and action, work and play, busyness and rest, whatever it is, balance. This is what we're being asked to bring in. And along with the transformation, because we're also obviously stepping into transformation as soon as we get past that pause. So as the seasons change, our inner world changes. That's why I always like to offer these talks and meditations at the times of the equinoxes and solstices. This is just a reminder of that constant change, that constant cyclical nature of life, the inevitability of change, but also to just pause and reflect on the beauty of change. Pausing and reflecting to think, if I stayed stagnant, if I stayed the same as I was at 20 or 30 or even 40 for me, what a different person I would be. And I actually like what this evolution has brought. I have a good friend, Gail, who lives down the road. I adore her. And she's about 10 years older than me. And I remember when I was in my 40s, she told me, Pam, if you think the 40s are good, just wait till the 50s. They are so much better. And I thought, what a wonderful way to look at it. And I agreed that I was going to follow her example. Then as I got into my 50s and she got into her 60s, she said, oh my gosh, if the 50s were good, the 60s are even better. I wonder what the 70s will bring. And I adore her energy. So wherever we are, what the themes are, what we're looking at here is this is a point of transition, of reflection, and potential growth. But remember, you get to say yes to the growth. I reminded myself that Reiki guided me to your purpose is to run for politics and run for the Green Party in the next election. But it was up to me to say yes. And I could have said no. And there would have been no judgment. There would have been like, that's not how it works on the other side. If I had said no, the energy would have said, okay, let's just figure out another way for you to accomplish your purpose. But I was very aware that what the energy was guiding me to was true and was right and would probably be for the best. I just couldn't understand it. I can't usually understand that the podcast is going to allow me to eventually, I have 500 and 600 downloads every week, you guys. And I'm just so honored that we're able to touch people's lives with more Reiki and more positiveness in what can sometimes, a world that can sometimes have some negativity. And I usually can't see why. I can't usually see the end point, but just that learning to trust and move into transition with an awareness that I can always say no. And just a couple of people are sharing some of the things that they're resistant to, huge resistance to working in a healing clinic and sharing Reiki with highly educated women with a PhD, with PhDs and degrees, feeling not enough, but pushing through because they asked you to join their team. Congratulations. That sounds like an absolutely wonderful place for you to be. I can't imagine a better person to be there, my dear. And just a note that a lot of people don't follow their purpose. If any of you feel like sharing what any resistance that's come up for you lately, you can. You can also feel free to keep it to yourself. But I will just pause before we go into our meditation today and ask if anyone has any questions or comments. And just feel free to, those of you who are with me here at the Reiki Share, just feel free to unmute yourself if you do. Okay. Everybody's still here. So maybe I haven't lost you. I didn't see anyone leave. No. Guys, we're going to go into a meditation today. And I'm just going to have a quick look because I feel like I've got some music that is... Mary's got a cold sore too. Oh, Mary. What are we resisting? I just love that. I'm just going to try to find this music. I've got some music that I do have the rights to from the wonderful Nate Miller. And because I'm guided to leave us a little bit longer in meditation today, I'd like to see if I can find that and play it for you. If I can't, what I am going to invite you to do is go ahead and because everybody's muted, to go ahead and play your whatever music that you feel guided to. And I can't find that. So go ahead and play your own music. during the meditation, one of the really nice pieces is Music to Journal By, Volume 1, with Julie True. And I see a couple people have an oil blend for cold sores. And Mary says, you highly recommend my cold sore oil. It really helps. I know it does. But my cold sore developed once again when I wasn't home and didn't have it with me. So I wasn't able to use it, which is funny. So I'm just going to invite everybody to go ahead and put on your own personal music and make yourselves really comfortable. As we go into a Holy Fire Reiki Equinox meditation to help us release resistance, embrace change, reflect and step into growth. Okay. So this meditation will both be guided by the rhythms of nature, and it's a beautiful rainy night here ahead of a hurricane that is expected to touch down this weekend. And the harmonizing energy of Holy Fire Reiki. We're going to connect today to the transformative power and the balancing power of that pause that occurs in the equinox. So go ahead and bring your hands into Gassho once more as you close your eyes and take a deep breath. Just inviting your Reiki energy to activate, and then place your hands comfortably on your body, wherever you feel guided. Just allowing the gentle light of early autumn or the refreshing glow of the emerging spring, depending on your hemisphere, to fill the space around you. Some of you may feel guided to light a candle to represent the balance of light and dark. But whatever you do, just feel the energy of the transitioning earth beneath you now. With another deep breath, just feeling the coolness of the air, regardless of our hemisphere. And as we exhale, just visualizing roots extending from the base of your spine into the earth, anchoring you deep into the mother. Feel her stability and the wisdom of the seasons. Feel the way that she embraces the constant change. The fact that every day the light is a little different, the weather is a little different, the moon is a little different, the season is a little different. If you have Holy Fire Reiki, you can go ahead and invoke it now. If you don't, just know that I'm wrapping it around you. Just getting a sense of the warm, comforting presence of Holy Fire Reiki enveloping you. Its divine energy flows from above, surrounding you in a protective and loving embrace. Our sun is entering Libra, so I invite you to imagine the sun now, that brilliant golden orb that creates life on our planet, slowly transitioning into the sign of Libra. And as it does, a gentle harmonizing energy showers down on you. This energy is balance, fairness, and it helps bring relationships into focus. I invite you to reflect for a few moments on any areas of your life that need balance and harmony, and we'll breathe here together for several breaths. Now we embrace the cardinal energy. Just sensing the initiation energy of the cardinal sign. Feeling a gentle nudge guiding you to start a new phase of your life and of your being. Whether it's introspection for the coming winter or a refreshing restart of the spring. What are you being nudged to change and to move into? We'll breathe together here as you consider this. I invite you to extend that thought to, is there any resistance within you to some of the change that you are being asked to embrace? And if there is, just allow the holy fire energy, the energy of Reiki, to release that resistance from you. With love. Sometimes the resistance is small but present, and sometimes it's really huge, bigger than you even. Regardless of the size of it, let it go now. Now remembering universal balance, because the equinox is about balance, where day meets night, light equals darkness. I invite you now to tune into this universal equilibrium and to invite it into yourself. Let it remind you of the importance of balance in your life with work and rest. Giving and receiving, joy and sorrow. As you step into change, invite the energy to show you what can bring balance into that change for you. And we'll breathe here together as you consider this. And now, regardless of our hemisphere, in the space of personal reflection, within the embrace of Holy Fire Reiki, I invite you to ask yourself, what am I harvesting from the seeds I planted earlier this year? Perhaps half a year ago, at the March equinox. And just pay attention to any thoughts or feelings or knowings or understandings. You may see pictures, but you may not. I invite you to ask yourself, what do I need to release? And what do I wish to cultivate? And just allow Reiki to guide you. And I'd like you to ask yourself, how can I bring more balance and harmony into my life and relationships? Now we step into the space of integration, feeling the combined energies of the equinox and Holy Fire Reiki merging within you. Just allowing them to guide your intentions and your actions as the seasons shift, and so do you. Rebecca Campbell invited us to consider that the earth itself and everything on it is one organism. And so we are all part of the whole. Each of our actions and even our inactions are affecting the other parts of this organism that we call the earth. And so it is only natural that we would shift and grow and change with the seasons. I invite you to take a moment now in gratitude for the lessons, the growth, and even the challenges which brought the growth. We also are grateful for Reiki, this energy that guides and supports us. We're grateful for each other. Each group is divinely ordered, and I can feel all of you today, and I know you can sense each other, and we feel supported in this journey, blessed to be of a lineage of light bringers who are creating wellness on the earth today, you creating wellness within you. And whenever you feel ready to return, I invite you to do so, but I invite you to bring that balance, that awareness, that being in the flow of the shifts and of the change with you. And when you feel ready, please open your eyes. I'd like to thank all the listeners for being with us this week on our podcast. Blessings be as you step into a new season. May it be kind. May we all be kind. Ahomatakwe awesome. Thank you.